Welcome to Beauty and the Brain with your hosts, Dr. Chris Crowley and nurse practitioner Jerry Drinkard. Get ready to dive into the latest in revolutionary treatments, cutting-edge devices, and wellness secrets. Whether you're a consumer or provider, we're here to empower you at the forefront of beauty and aesthetics.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Beauty in the Brain, the podcast where we discuss all things aesthetics. I'm your co-host, Dr. Chris Crowley.
And I'm Jerry Drinkard, family nurse practitioner. Together, Chris and I own Skin and Tonic, a med spa that's located here in Pace, Florida. And today, we're very excited. We've got a special guest with us who, I guess a guest. Yeah, we'll call her a guest. So we have the clinic SkinSpert. We have Miss Julie with us, our esthetician. And we have this is a special time because you've been with us a year now.
I have.
So I don't know when this is going to be released, but because we're filming this right around the time that you've been here for a year. So it'll come out a little bit later. But first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for agreeing again to do this with us and getting in front of the camera. So we're just going to kind of have a discussion about your experience here over the year. We've done a kind of a series so people listening can get to know us a little better, the people we work around a little bit better. And obviously for Jerry and I both, it's really important that the people we work with and they're here at Skin and Tonic are kind of like family. They're like an extension of us. And so you fit right into that. So we're going to jump into the questions. You want me to start or you want to start?
Me start.
Go for it. All right. Maybe I'll start with a tough one. So let's say that there's a rumor floating around that the owner's newest procedure. So me and Jerry's developed a new procedure that's less effective than is advertised. So the client brings it up to you. You know it's a touchy subject because we've talked about it behind the scenes. So do you downplay that rumor? Do you defend our vision? Or do you just throw it out there and risk escalating thing? How would you handle that?
That's a toughie. That's a toughie.
You want me to try another one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So let's say that let's say a client asks for a full body treatment. It's clear they're flirting with you. How much do you charge extra for the personal touch? Do you charge by the hour or is it something that comes with the job?
That's going to be an hourly rate.
I couldn't keep a straight face on that one. I tried.
I couldn't keep the straight face
for
that one.
Julie put a price on it. She's like, it's hourly.
All right, let me get the real question. Welcome. That's the icebreakers.
I can't handle that.
She handled it better than the other two. Poor Brooke.
Brooke was in
Brooke
a pure
was gonna
sweat.
Cry. Like she literally got like so red, she had to stop and get up because she was gonna cry. She's like, I'm really uncomfortable. All right. So thank you so much for being here. Seriously. So what drew you to Skin and Tonic in the first place?
I've always had a love for skincare. My journey wasn't a straight path to skincare. I worked labor and delivery for 5 years. I did general surgery for 5 years. But in the back of my mind, I always wanted to somehow navigate toward, you know, the skincare industry. Wound up in dermatology and it grew from there. And had a friend of mine who was also a friend of maybe even a client or a rep of Skin and Tonic that introduced us, and here I am a year later.
Do you remember your first day here?
I do.
And what was that like? What was that perception and what was it like?
The first day, I mean, we had a lot going on. Lindsay had just left. She was the previous esthetician and we had some, you know, moving parts going through, but I was excited and I'm still excited to this day about everything that was going on and the growth.
What was your perception of us on your first day versus your perception of us today? I don't know. That's something that may be one of those questions that
don't get her to throw you under the bus, but I'm like, yeah, you ask it better than I did. So how's that perception changed over a year?
I'm more comfortable with you.
We probably seemed a lot more polished on the first day.
You did. You seem more, yes, more reserved, but now your true self has revealed, you know.
Yeah, Julie has to see me and all of my crazies every day. So, and we're usually the first two that are here at the clinic. So she hears when I come in, and she hears the, like, the farm talk to get the farm going in the mornings, because Ronnie and I, that helps us at the farm, we have conversation every morning. So usually I come in with that and trying to get farm chores set up for the day and get Chris lined out wherever he happens to be. And so she hears kind of some of the behind the scenes and me laughing and having a good day, or me cussing and having a bad day, until 9 o'clock and the door opens and everything's good.
Yes.
So what are your top three favorite treatments to perform?
Top three. I'm always a fan of the dermaplaning facial. That's instant gratification, instant results. The clients leave here loving the way their skin feels. The second one would be the hydrofacial. It's hydrating for the client, especially in these summer months, when everyone's out having, fun in the sun.
Let me just pause for a minute on that one. We all love those type of facials. So it's kind of exciting, I think, here at the clinic, because we have a device called Eve, and it's a hydrodermabrasion. So I think people are familiar with the brand Hydrofacial. I want to be clear, we're not doing that brand here in the clinic, but we have something that's actually, in my opinion, even better. Hydrofacial, certainly a good brand. We love that. And maybe at some point we'll bring that actual brand on. But right now we're using some other branded treatments that we've I think we're probably one of the few in this area that use that treatment. So
what else has it here?
And so what else do you like, Julie?
And the chemical peels.
Oh yeah, chemical peels. Kind of like the tried and true. We talk about it a lot. That's probably what changed our skin the most, Jerry and I personally, because in the beginning we didn't have access or the ability to use a lot of these devices. And so we were just doing chemical peels, 15, 18 years ago.
There were several years that we had just traditional microderm, not the hydrodermabrasion. We had traditional microdermabrasion. We had microneedling that we eventually introduced. But our first thing was chemical peels and the just regular dermabrasion. And we had some really good results. And you could increase the intensity of your chemical peel using your dermabrasion. And I was a nurse at the time, and so I was limited in Florida as to what I could do. So we used a lot of it.
I like the variety of the chemical peels that we have. I would say the Bio Repeel that we have, it just is probably one of my favorites, because we can use it all year round. It's not as invasive. It does not interfere with anyone's social life. And then, of course, that we have our VI peels that are more invasive, maybe a little bit of downtime as far as the peeling and exfoliation process that goes with it. But we have some pretty good peels here to choose from, depending on skincare concerns.
I love the Bio Repeel. I need to get you to do the one on me again. Because it's such a nice, like you said, no downtime, really. Biostimulating, so it really helps long-term results, although you don't have to go through this massive flaking and shedding that you do with some of the other ones.
And no one has to ask my favorite. Everybody knows the VI Peels.
VI Peel is my sculpture to you.
It is. I talk about it all the time. I sell them a lot because I believe in them. If somebody says that I just can't afford that right now, what can you afford? Because we want to do one.
Yes. Yes.
What's something that you feel like you've learned in the year that you've been here? Something that's changed in the way that you practice? Or
I think, with any new change in job or career, I think it's becoming comfortable with yourself and your abilities to learn and your shortcomings, and just feeling comfortable with the people that you work with too, knowing that I can learn from you guys and from Allie, and just continue to grow with you and the company. And that's exciting to me.
Something I think that you've learned and continue to learn that you weren't doing this time last year is Ulthera.
Yes.
Ulthera is our ultrasound technology that does skin tightening and lifting. And so we're really excited to have it back on board. We've had Ulthera in the clinic for several years, and then we just got the latest, greatest, newest machine. So we're excited to see what it brings over the next year.
Yeah, it's fun. And for those of you listening who may be med spa owners or practice owners, certainly we've had to go through a lot of different things as a clinic to figure out scope of practice and who can do certain things. And so Julie is a licensed facial specialist, I think is the term they use, but it's basically equivalent to what an esthetician license would be in other states. But she also, in addition to all that, worked at a dermatology office before she came to work with us. She assisted in surgical procedures as a medical assistant. And we also have her in that role here as Skin and Tonic as well. So she wears multiple hats. And so we're fortunate that we have somebody with the medical assisting background as well that can assist us when we're here in the clinic, do some of the procedures. It frees up our hands. We're still here. We're still directly involved with those procedures. But it's great that we have someone we can trust, because Julie is meticulous with everything she does, with her room set up, with the process that she goes through, whether it's something like a straightforward mild vitamin C facial, or you know, something more invasive like our Ulthera procedure. She's meticulous with all of those things. So I personally would love to get to know that about you. And obviously, as the medical director and the you know owner here, I don't take it lightly when we decide who can do certain things, because it's ultimately going to fall back on me and my license, or Jerry and you know his license or the practice. And so certainly we sleep well at night knowing that you're doing these things. So that's reassuring to us.
And I love the confidence that you have in me. It's thank you so much.
So what are you excited about for year two?
I mean, we're reached 2025. It seems to me like 2025 has just been zooming by. We're so busy, but we've grown and I'm excited to see the future growth of Skin and Tonic. I mean, we have more staff than we've had. We're adding more rooms, you know, to accommodate the new clientele and the existing clientele. And I just feel like the year that I've been here has flew by, but I've enjoyed every bit of it. And I'm so excited about the next year.
Now, have you had trouble kind of weaning some of your clients to other providers? Because I know they're very like loyal to you. Anybody that gets it, like Julie actually probably has the most booked schedule of any of us here. Like there's very little downtime in her day. So clients love you when they get on your schedule, but trying to get them to move to some of the other providers, has that been difficult?
No, I think they're understanding that we're growing, you know, and they're willing to, and they also know that it's not going to hurt my feelings if they wind up on someone else's schedule. You know, I just want them taken care of. So, but as we grow and Rachel becomes, you know, my, you know, right hand, I think we all have people that prefer us, you know,
I think what we'll end up seeing over the next few months as Rachel moves into that position full time is that you'll have people that prefer you to do their dermaplaning, or prefer her to do their microneedling. And because Allie and I see that with our patients, we share a lot of patients. And to start with, the patients are, they're so intertwined with us that they don't want to hurt our feelings. And or I walked in on one of the cutest patients we have, I think. And I went in, or I knew Allie had her on her schedule for talks. She couldn't get in on me. And I went in and I was like, are you cheating on me with Allie? And so, like, she was like, just heartfelt. You could say, she's like, I'm so sorry. She's like, I just couldn't get in. And I was like, are you sure? And so, but I think that what we'll see is over time, people will have preference on who they have. And just so everyone knows, like, we're just happy they're here.
I think that's an interesting topic, really, though. So we have a lot of clients that may listen to the podcast, our potential clients, but we also have a lot of injectors out there and people in the aesthetic community looking at growing their practice. And it's one of the challenges that I hear at every stage of business development. And so in the beginning, it's injectors themselves. So sometimes they're the, you know, the janitor, the esthetician, the injector, the receptionist. They do all those roles because they don't have a staff. And so as they build that, those clients get really attached to them. We went through the same thing. Me and you did everything, every step of this business that we've done in some capacity ourselves. But then as you grow the business, trying to separate yourself from that identity and help grow other providers that represent you, I think that's difficult, and I think is a challenge. And so, you know, for us, we've been able to do that and kind of multiply that. But it's interesting to kind of watch, because I think one of the things that Julie mentioned, she is training the new people when they come on is trained by her personally. And so the goal is to have the other people be as much of, provide similar services to you. So it's not drastically different. So if they come here, they know they're going to get a high quality service. They know they're going to be taken care of. And you said that as long as I know they're taken care of. And so I think as the people that are business owners, you have to not just hire for that, but constantly monitor for that. So we're always getting patient feedback. We have a membership program. And so those in the membership are coming here every month and we build a relationship with them over years. So they're very comfortable to give us feedback. So if they don't have a great experience with Julie or don't have a great experience with one of the other providers, those clients are very open to tell us why. And we hold no grudge against that because usually we all see it as an opportunity for ourselves to improve. And so you and I have had that feedback and had to alter things we do. I don't know if Julie's had that feedback. Like, I don't remember anything we've had to, like, but I think that's, you know, you're one of the few that come that we brought with experience. Like, our preference usually is to hire minimal to no experience and train here. So we have a longer onboarding time usually. And you come in, kind of hit the ground running.
We experienced a little bit whenever I finished NP school. And because Chris had done, like, since we've been in Florida, done 100% of the injections because of my license as a nurse, I couldn't inject here. And so all of a sudden, the patients went from seeing me like somebody that was prepping them, getting them ready, taking their pictures, getting them checked in, telling them what kind of talks they needed. But Chris was injecting to me all of a sudden injecting. It was almost like the secretary's injecting me now. And so there was a little bit of transition period there. And I think now most of the ones come in, they're okay with whoever.
They prefer you probably. I mean,
I don't know that they prefer me, but I think that they trust me as much as they trust you. And that's what this business is about, is like trust, you know?
Yeah. And so I think you've done a great job, but I like that you're also kind of guiding and shepherding Rachel as she's starting to bring on a lot of these clients over to her. I think the other way to deal with that, and I think we've done this somewhat, correct me if I'm wrong, but usually we start putting new people. So as we advertise and focus new ones, it's easier to get them in with a new provider to help their backfill their schedule that way. Because really, I think our goal for you, and I think maybe your personal goal, that we've talked about, is to do more of the advanced procedures.
Yes.
And so some of the, even though you love doing that and our members love having you do some of the, you know, they're important things because your skin is the most important. It doesn't matter what all we inject. If you're not taking care of your skin, correct, you're not going to get a good result. And so it's not that those aren't important, but really is to move you into some of the more advanced procedures. So some of the, you know, a little bit lighter or the low energy Neogens, maybe the Ultheras. And so I think that's, we would all love to see you busier with that.
Yes.
You want to do rapid fire questions? You got them, Jerry?
Let's do them. So what's your favorite skincare product right now?
Favorite skincare product? Ugh, put me on the spot. The AOX serum.
I could have answered that.
That's a Zio product. So mine's still the Elastin, but she's a Zio girl.
I love, it's very illuminating. It's very pretty. Yeah, it's super pretty. It goes on.
I hear you talk about it a lot, and I know that you wear it daily, so I could have answered that. This one is a little more fun than skincare, or probably not one more fun, but your go-to coffee order.
An venti iced shaken espresso with 3 pumps of sugar-free vanilla.
I would have missed that one.
What is your dream celebrity client?
Oh, dream celebrity client.
Is this going to be like to treat or to do that hour special you were talking about earlier?
Well, I guess we should clarify there. So, who's your dream celebrity client?
To do what to?
What treatment? This is not that kind of show.
Let me think, who would a dream celebrity client be? Like, I know 1,000% just because I would love to like talk and find out. So I'd say Dolly.
Yep, not surprised.
Yeah, because like...
And we have Dolly in the hallway.
We have Dolly in the hallway. I think she's like the epitome of beauty. She's had obviously surgical stuff that's been done like very tastefully, but she's also 80 years old and has skin that is phenomenal. So I'd love to know her secret.
We'll have to clip it in the podcast on YouTube if you guys want to see. Jerry had a commissioned painting of Dolly for the office. So it's a big painting of Dolly that he had. One of our patients actually did this work just for Jerry, and it's a beautiful Dolly artwork. And in addition to that, we have a photo of Dolly on his bedside table, a book about Dolly on the living room Coffee table. So Jerry's a huge Dolly
fan.
Yeah,
we have some Dolly stuff around the house.
Do you think about yours?
I'm like you. I like the older, you know, Sally Fields. And the only reason is because she's been around forever. Her skin still looks fantastic.
You want to guess mine? Because I don't know, but you guess. Who do you think mine would be?
Oh, who would first be? I don't know.
Sierra, you want to guess? No, I mean, you know, I'm not like a big celebrity person, so I don't get like starstruck a ton, but I'll probably say like Oprah.
Okay, nice.
You know, I love me.
So. I should have known that.
I would love to just sit and talk to
you.
Oprah.
Would not have guessed that. Oh my God. Yeah. Like, Chris is a big Oprah fan.
Are the other one that I would guess that would be, that definitely probably will be controversial in this area, because I think so many people like hate her, but I would absolutely love just to like chat. No, I mean, not that I don't like Whoopi, but Joy Behar. I love her like dry sense of humor, and like she's spicy and clearly gets stuff done because she talks about it, like her clear and brilliant and some of the things she's talked about on the show. But she's just got that, her quick wit and the way she'll just like, so I would, like I said, I know that wouldn't be popular in this area at all.
This is off the subject of the podcast, but we were, Chris and I were shopping for mattresses, and we got there and we laid on the mattresses, the way they get you to try them out. We were still in Chicago, and we laid on this one, and the guy, he's like, "This is the mattress that Oprah's got." And I was like, "Of course, he's trying to sell us the most expensive thing." And Chris said, "Well, I'll take this one. It is good enough for Oprah, it's good enough for me."
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Julie. It's been a pleasure having you here. I know we got to get the day started. So
yes, yes.
Glad you came in early and we could get this filmed. We look forward to another fun year with you.
Me too. Thank you.
Exciting things.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in for another episode of Beauty and the Brain. We look forward to seeing you next week.
See you soon.